Roar Like a Lion, How Animals Can Help You Be Your Best Self, written by Carly Sarosiak and read by David Shaw Parker. As a kid, I was always jealous of people in fairy tales. They got to hear the sly talk of wolves, the gentle chatter of frogs, the fast-paced wit of donkeys. I was absolutely convinced that if animals could speak in real life, they'd have so much to say. I'm still convinced. The only difference is, I know now, animals are speaking to us. The courageous hedgehog, the resilient panda, the optimistic caribou. Every animal is open about its gifts and lessons. This book explains how we might listen and why we might listen. Because some days, being a human is incredibly hard. If you're listening to this book, then you are probably a human. Wombats and moles, for instance, cannot read. Or if they can, they are spectacularly good at hiding it. So let's assume that you're a person, and that you worry a lot. Humans are expert worriers. We're constantly wondering what other people think of us. We're always telling ourselves that we're not good enough, that other humans are doing much, much better. It can really make you feel like a squirrel skittering around your stomach. With any luck, the animals in this book will help you realize you are brilliant. You are capable. And you don't need to be so hard on yourself. Here, you'll find advice from some of the wisest creatures on Earth. Dogs who exhibit mindfulness. Orcas who keep swimming despite difficult circumstances. Penguins who refuse to care about what other penguins or zookeepers might think. Each animal will illustrate how it thrives, offering a model of how you might choose to thrive too. Embrace your differences, says the platypus. Use your spikes sparingly, says the hedgehog. Perhaps you aren't accustomed to learning from a chimpanzee. Perhaps you don't seek out pigeons after a particularly rough day. But truly, animals are uniquely suited to guide us. Here's why. We are not so different from our animal friends. In many ways, humans are a unique species. We are, for example, rather fond of television, and you'll never catch a dolphin wearing trousers and a jumper. Yet in most ways that count, we're quite similar to the forest dwellers, to the ocean swimmers. We're part of the animal kingdom, after all. We dream like cats, grieve like whales, bond like barn owls. Every one of us is filled with expectations and hopes and fears. When you're listening to this book, maybe you'll even start to hear the animal inside yourself. It grows louder the longer we listen. Animals are tremendously wonderful at being themselves. Every single species in this book has existed for thousands upon thousands of years, through bright days and not so bright days. They've weathered storms. They've endured.